Hey, this is Paul. And before we get into this episode, just want to let you know that next week we have our first Ads Summit. Yes, we have over 30 speakers. This is a virtual summit. It's 100% completely free, and you can learn the ins and outs no matter where you're at in your ads journey, whether you're a beginner or if you're intermediate or you're scaling your ads. It's like a buffet. You can pick and choose which speakers, which presentations that you want to watch over the next 3 days. It's coming up this week. So head over to adssummit.com. Again, that's Ads Summit. So that's two S's in the middle there. AdsSummit.com. And we'll see you on the inside.
Marketing and selling is essential in your online business. And when you have the right strategies and mindset, you not only can make a lot of money, but you can change a lot of lives. Welcome to the Online Marketing Podcast, where we help course creators, membership owners, and coaches market and sell their offers.
We're your hosts, Paul and Melissa Pruitt. Let's dive in and get started.
Welcome to the Mastermind Series, where you get to experience Paul and Melissa and their mastermind brainstorming and sharing different ideas on marketing and sales.
So Para has a question. So Para, question Facebook Pixel. All right, Para, let's have you hop on the mic.
So I know I had missed this. You had done this before, and it was at the tail end of a meeting where you'd said that. And I was like, what the heck is he talking about? And then I know there was some sort of post, but I missed that too. And how I knew it meant something is when I went to go do an ad. I'm starting my pop-up launch this week. It's the mini one for my Artsy Camp members. And when I went to go put an ad in, it came up and it says, you don't have a Facebook Pixel set up. And I'm like, okay, now I've seen it 3 times. I don't know what this is. I've never done it. And I don't know what to do and why I need it.
Okay.
Great question. Great question.
Sorry, but I'm just kind of like, what? I feel like I need a degree in Facebook right now. Like, I feel like
anybody else feel that way? And it probably would be a 4-year degree. Full time. So is anybody in the group itself, I geek out on this, so I definitely will be able to help out. But does anybody have any input for Para? And if not, you know I'm going to jump in.
Yeah.
One of the things we have to look at is who here has a Facebook Pixel on their website? Who here is totally confused about Facebook Pixels and what that is and what that means or anything? Okay. So I don't have sticky notes today. So I'll have to use these fake dollar bills. Okay. So we'll have fun with this. Okay. So this is at my own expense. And I feel bad for anybody that's going to join the call after I start doing this, because they're going to be like, what the heck's going on?
Last time I was like, wait.
So what I want you to think about is we go around the internet ourselves and we hit different websites. We go on even like Amazon or stuff like that. Like we don't realize invisibly a lot of times we're getting tagged in a way. So, you know, so it's like we go to Amazon, we start looking at something. We don't realize that in that moment, information just got sent back from Amazon to Facebook that says, hey, Paul was just looking at this item. And then what happens, and this has happened to some of us, is over the next 2 or 3 days, you're on different websites, you're doing different things. And it's like this item follows you around for the next 2 or 3 days. To say, buy me, buy me, buy me, okay? So the powerful thing about Facebook Pixel is that, and I just want you to think about it, it's kind of like, it's like getting tagged. It's like you go to a website and you get something and like, you don't even know it, but you're walking around and it's like, you just got tagged in a way and Facebook knows this information about you. You just went to that website, you just watched that video, you just did something and they're keeping all these data points on us, right? And then you go to another website. All right, I'm only doing that so far. Okay. So basically, we're getting. I normally use sticky notes, but so we're gonna get that. That's fake money, by the way. Yeah. We're not bougie that way. So it was a prop for a Facebook ad. So, but what I want you to think about though is we are sending social signals out to Facebook, and as advertisers, we can leverage that information. Like Facebook knows that somebody just did something on our website. And they're willing to basically sell that back to us in the form of Facebook ads to get back to that person that just did the thing. Mm-hmm. So somebody just went to my sales page And because they went to my sales page, Facebook knows that because information just got transferred. And that's the code. It's a snippet of code that Facebook has that gets passed back and forth between your website and Facebook. So think of it as like an invisible image.
Like the cookies kind of thing, right?
Yeah, so that's basically what it is. But a lot of people don't even know what a cookie is. So it's something like if you think back in the day when we all got online originally, we had these little things that were called counters that were on websites way back in the day. And you knew there was 563 people that visited this website. You know, remember that back in the day? And like, that was really important. Like that was really cool. It was like the early stage of vanity metrics, right? That so many people visit our website. Now, why do we have those counters on there? Those counters are actually by companies. And what they did is when that counter, that information, that image was actually over here on somebody else's server. And when that image got pushed on while you were looking at that website, that company knew, oh, that's Para. Here's her IP address. This is the browser she's using. This is what's going on because they had to serve that image. It had to go to you versus right. somebody else's browser. So there's information being passed, but we saw that counter. So we can kind of get the idea like that was served from somewhere else that came onto that website. Well, a pixel is a invisible one pixel by one pixel image in a way is the best way to visualize it that you just never physically see. But because that did go from Facebook server onto your web page, and I'm the end user and I'm on your web page and I'm seeing your web page, I just don't realize that that image just got triggered in a way.
Right.
So what happens now, Facebook knows who I am because on my phone that I'm doing this with, they also know the IP address of this phone in my email and my phone number because I gave them access to all that information the moment that I downloaded the app, you know, as an example. So, or because I logged into Facebook from my desktop, they know my IP address, they know who I am. But now I'm on your website and I went to your sales page and I was like, you know what? This is really cool, but I'm in line at the grocery store right now. I can't buy this thing right this second. So I'm going to close my browser out because I got to pay my bill at the grocery store. So I saw your ad or I went to your website. Now, how do I get that person back? Well, because I had the Facebook pixel on there and it fired off when you looked at the page, now I can purposely serve an ad to somebody like you that just went to my page today. Or I can make a decision. I want to serve this other ad to somebody that went to my page 7 days ago. Or I can serve a whole different ad 30 days ago. I have up to 180 days. I can retarget you with any message that I want to get you to come back and to do something. Can you see how powerful that is? By you taking a certain action, like for instance, on my website, I can control your newsfeed for the next 180 days. Not just with one ad. I can purposely drip things on you over the next 6 months. I can own your mind. so that you think of me when you do finally buy. Can you see how like potentially how powerful that could be? Yeah. So
I like it.
Okay. So this is just a side note just for you specifically. Being in Inner Circle, you have access to Adaptive. So just go through the whole course and I'll teach you Adaptive. So just hit us up after the call just to make sure that you get in because that's a Facebook ads course that we sell. Okay. And you have access to that. So but for everybody, what I want you to think of, though, is that when somebody goes and watches a video or they interact with your Instagram account or they interact with your business page, that's Facebook's property. You're on Facebook's property itself, and you just interact it one way or the other. You actually have a year. You have 365 days where you can retarget that person from the moment they did something. So that's like the internal pixel on their end. Like that's something like, oh, you just watched the video for at least 3 seconds on Para's page. So you could purposely put a video out that would only be of interest to people that would be a potential buyer of yours. Okay. And any other person that ran across it would be like, this has nothing to do with me. I don't care. I don't want this. I'm going to move on with life. And then the people that actually watch that video for a certain amount of time, they can pick 3 seconds, you can pick like 15 seconds, you can pick 25% of the video, you can pick 50% or 75% or the whole video. You can determine and you can create an audience out of those people in Facebook ads. And then you can give them an ad if they consume so much of that video as an example, or they went to your business Facebook page or your business Instagram account in the last X amount of days. You have up to, when it's on Facebook, you have up to a year you can retarget those people.
So the 880 days is for the pixel.
It's for people that actually interact with that pixel off of Facebook.
Oh, off of Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. So like they went to your, and again, just keep in mind, it's just like this little, it's like you getting tagged. Like I just did a minute ago, like boom, you didn't even realize it. And you were on that blog post, you're on that, you know, website, you're on that web page. And because you have that code on there, now, if you don't know how to install that code, if you have a WordPress site, there is the, just go into your plugin section and there is the Facebook Pixel plugin and it'll tell you exactly what to do. It's Facebook's plugin. They'll tell you exactly, and you just have to put in a number. If you have a Wix site or you have a Squarespace, whatever, all you have to do is go into Google and type in Facebook Pixel in the company you host with. And they will most likely have an FAQ for you that'll tell you exactly for that service how to install the code. And they normally will give you a little tutorial. So I know Wix has it. I know Squarespace has it. I know Kartra has one. ClickFunnels has one. Kajabi has one, depending on like what platform service you're on. Now, if it's still missing and you're in your admin, if there's a place that says header code or where you're supposed to place Google Analytics, that's where you would put the code in for your website. Because it's all sticking it in the snippet of code. You don't need to be a programmer. You don't need to get all advanced. Now, on the other end, you need to know where to find it. And that might be a secondary question for any of you if you have that, because it's inside of Facebook Ads Manager in a very specific spot and it changes. It just changed. Like, how did you get to it? Just changed within like the last 30 to 60 days. So what we've been telling people over the last several years, it was somewhere else and now it's in a new spot. So the last thing I'll leave for any of you, if any of you have not gotten to that point and you want to know where to find it, type in Facebook Blueprint. That is Facebook's own free training platform that will teach you everything about Facebook.
Really?
Facebook pages, from pages to ads to pixels to everything else. It's 100% free. Now, they don't give you the strategy. They don't give you the tactics. They give you the raw information. Here's where you get your pixel. Here's how you install it. Like, they'll tell you the raw, but it's, there's a ton of free content right there for all of us any day of the week. And it's provided by Facebook. So you understand how to learn how to use each of the things properly.
Okay.
Does that help out a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm definitely going to do the adaptive course thing because I'm sure I'm just going to be like, wait, I need more than that.
Monday through Friday outside of this call, which, you know, for the memberships mastermind, but you can follow up with us 5 days a week on the office hours calls and we can help you